From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello, welcome back. Here's today's question. Why don't I get credit for giving feedback? You know, if you ask employees if they get enough meaningful feedback at work, most of them are going to tell you no. How do I know that? Well, there's actually a 2017 Gallup survey that asked that question. And when Gallup asked it, only 25% of the employees they surveyed responded yes, they get meaningful feedback from their bosses. That means 3 out of 4 are dissatisfied. And sorry to tell you, but that number, that percentage, is even worse if the employees are millennials. And we'll talk about that in a moment. So let's say you are a person who thinks you've been giving good feedback and you want to be known for delivering it, but you've been told by your bosses or your staff that yours is insufficient. Why is that happening and what can you do about it? Well, here are some reasons. Number one, your idea of quality and quantity doesn't match theirs. Number two, they remember the negative more than they do the positive. There's actually research that says that bad is stronger than good. If you ask people if they want the bad news or the good news first, they'll actually ask for the bad news first because they know it's going to be rough and they want to get it out of the way. And they remember it. It's a common fact of life. So you may be giving some good feedback, but it's that occasional negative that really sticks. And then, of course, the third option is that, quite frankly, the good stuff you give just isn't good enough. It doesn't stick. It's not memorable. So how do you make it stick? Well, first, don't miss opportunities to give people feedback, to embed it into your daily work. Think about yourself as, let's say you're a chef, and everywhere you're walking, you have this big tray of food, and you're passing hungry people. Wouldn't you share it? That's how you should think of yourself as a boss. And imagine then, number two, if you became an even better chef, a gourmet, so that what you were giving out was unforgettable. Now, how do you do that? Well, you don't make it offhanded, and you don't make it occasional. You raise your game. That's number three. You customize it. You know how important it is to people, and you don't give it in a one-size-fits-all fashion. You think about what they need. You think about your goals for them. You know, let's face it, whenever you look at your employees, there's a little movie that plays in your mind. Oh, it's Joe. Joe's really good at this. I wish Joe would be better at that. I know Joe's goal is to be this, and maybe he's not going to get there in a few years. All of that goes into your brain, but you don't say it, or you wait until annual reviews to do it. So it's time for you to start to embed more specific feedback, especially the positive stuff, very specifically into the conversations that you have every day, casually, at the water cooler, when you're talking about today's work, when you're talking about tomorrow's plans. Now, what about those millennials? Why do they give lower marks to their bosses? I know you're going to be tempted to say that they're needy and they're whiny and they all want trophies, but I disagree. Remember, all of their young lives, they've been digital natives who have had instant feedback. Their grades have been online. Their credit or bank balances can be looked up in an instant. They post things on social media and get immediate feedback, even if they're playing video games, right? Everything is done on grades and growth and scores to the next level. Their parents are closer to them than any other generation, and when they're in the workplace, what do their parents say to them? How's it going at work? What are you hearing from your boss? And often they have to say, not much. So let them hear from you. A rich, balanced diet of positive that sticks because it's specific, sincere, and customized, and the negative when necessary, which in the absence of genuine positive stuff can make people feel underappreciated and underfed. So give them a healthy diet of feedback and you'll get credit for being a good chef. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler of Loyola University in Chicago.